Four changeling fairies, all boys from different places far and wide, stood before Ivy and Evening. "We must see who will pass the test to leave this world and join the next as Arthur." LaRue, now with those twinkling black eyes and black curly hair. Oh, how he loves the girls. "I don't know if I want to give this one up. He knows how much we love his lucky advice, too. We always win with LaRue." Then there is Nixon. He can play the harp or fiddle, but dear goodness, how will they ever keep him out of the lake? Does Arthur even like to swim? Ivy was a bit concerned. Now, Bannock, he loves to take a bath and he is good with livestock. "I wonder if Arthur's family has livestock," said Evening. "He just doesn't stop moving and fidgeting around." "Well, Evening, he would be inside of a house most of the time," said Ivy. "That is all Arthur likes to do. You know, Bannock can be still when he is inside a house. In addition, but the last of our best choices would be Folletti." "Folletti, Folletti. I just love how his name rolls off my tongue." The maidens laughed with delight.